Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Dafim Hey in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting Amud Aleph in the end of the second line. So, according to the Mishnah says that the things are abundant oiser to do in Yom Tov. And the next thing we're speaking about is V'loy Misapkin, which means to clap hands. But it says V'loy Misapkin, V'loy Mitapkin. What's the difference? Explains the Gemara, V'loy Misapkin means Sipuk Shehu Mechamosoi. Meaning it comes from anger. As we see in the Pasuk, when Balak got upset, he clapped his hands in anger. And the point is, as the Charedimir explains, meaning even though he's doing it for anger, Rabbanu Na Mechalik said, you're not allowed to clap hands at all. Maybe he's come to fix a musical instrument. What is that? That he's doing for because of happiness. He's clapping with music. And the friends, Chadomar, Hachin Shari v'Hachin Osur. One said, when you clap your hands, depends how you clap. If you clap hand to hand in a normal way, then it's Osur. But if you do it in the back of your hand, it's Mutter. The Chorin Omar b'Nachin Osur. The other one said, they're both Osur. V'loyadin Ma'amar Odo u'Ma'amar Odo. We don't know which one said what. Mimad Omar v'Yerin, the fact of V'Yerin said, is Avesabin b'Yominon. They were old men in our age. And they would clap in the back of their hand, b'shuto on Shabbos. He's the one who said that there are ways to clap your hands and it's mutter. So the Rebbe have a mesiv lev shirin brei. He was marrying his son, and they clapped behind the hand on Shabbos. Over there, Meir v'shoma kolim. So Meir passes and he hears the noise, hears the voices, hears the sound of the clapping. Omar Rusainu Huchu Shabbos? You want to tell me that Shabbos is mutter? Meaning he said he rebuked him. He said, you're not allowed to clap. Shama Rabbi Kalis, Rabbi heard his voice. Omar Muse Shibol Radusainu Batech Besainu. Who's the one who's coming to rebuke us within our house, in our place, telling us what to do? Fizdo Omar Achin, some say he said a little differently. Omar Muse Shibal Sanainu Batech Besainu. Who's coming to put us in Khairim in our house, meaning to say that we're doing something wrong? Shama Rame Kolev Arak. So Rame heard it and he ran away. Nafkin Parye Basre Mafre. So they ran after him. Afrech Rucho Pikaile Malkad Kadle de Rameir. The wind came and took away the kerchief from the neck of Rameir. So it flew off and you could see his neck. Oidik Rebbe Mekavosa. Rebbe looked from the window. Vechame Kadle de Rameir. He sees the neck of Rameir. Minachoyer from his back. Omar Loizachite Ane Loraiso. The only reason it was Zoychet Toyo. Because I saw the back of Rameir. Simple understanding is that he was talking about this case. When he saw now the back of Rameir, that gave him Koyach of Torah. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, it doesn't mean now. It means when he was learning Torah from him, he saw his back. They both said, because we saw the fingers of Rebbe sticking out from his sleeve. So we saw his fingers that gave us Koyach of Torah. Continues the Gemara and quotes the Mishnah of Lomir Agdim, we don't dance. Rav Yirmi Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Chuno, Kiputz, what does it mean to jump? Oike Shtei Ragel Kachas, he picks up both legs together. Rikud, what does it mean to dance? What's the definition of dancing? Oike Rachas, Omniach Achas, one leg up, one leg down. Omer Blozo Kol Mashmi Kol Asurim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to make any noise with an instrument on Shabbos. I mean, you're not allowed to create any sound on Shabbos, even if it's not for music. Omar of Shoah, it's like that gives to Rav Chaim, Sabo Mekoisho de Knisha Chato. He would make noise for the new shul to wake people up. Meaning he did make noise, he did create a sound on Shabbos. Rav Leil Bar Elis, Makish Lakoso, he used to knock on the cup to make some noise, and he created a sound on Shabbos. Rav Yilo Ono Besadro, we're holding it on with bass. Rav Yilo was late, he was learning late in Mismedrish. Late. So Lagavis, they get to the house. He saw that they're sleeping, the door was closed, was shut. So he did not want to knock at the door because he didn't want to create noise on Shabbos. He slept on the ladder not to make a noise, not to knock on the door and create a sound on Shabbos. So he held, you're not allowed to create a sound on Shabbos. He was learning with the son of Rav Imi. He wanted to wake him up in the early hours of Av Shabbos. Shor Mekin Shatai, he started knocking at the door. Omle Abo Man Sharlach. So said the father, Remy, who allowed you to do that? meaning an owl creates sound on Shabbos. Are you allowed to hit the stomach on Shabbos? Even on the weekday, you should not do it, because Chachamim were careful not to put their hand below in the lower part of their stomach, in order not to touch the amo. If he's sick, from the stomach upwards. If he's wearing clothing, even from the stomach downwards, for a sick person who needs it. We don't judge. We have Chizkiyah of Akob Shavu also ladun dini moris be'er Shabbos. And Allah ladun dini moris even on Erev Shabbos. Even though our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tev, Mashra on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tev should be okay. That the reason why you can't do an Erev Shabbos is because you have to be busy preparing for Shabbos. So one of us needs to plead Galuchu. You find a Mishnah that argues. It says the Fikach ain't doni lo be'er Shabbos. It says that Sanhedrin that do dini nefashis, they can't do an Erev Shabbos because you can't kill that same day they do dini nefashis, and you can't kill on Shabbos. In the same way, v'lo be'er yantim, for the same reason. Mashra din nefashis, adin moment is donim. It's only the din nefashis you don't do on Erev Shabbos, but din moment is you could do on Erev Shabbos. V'tayim v'chia ken danim din moment is be'er Shabbos, avlo din nefash be'er Shabbos. In addition, we see v'chia clearly holds that you could do din moment is Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we can't allah, can't do dvat toyer. Meaning, mina toyer you can't do din nefashis on Erev Shabbos because you can't kill on Shabbos. But din moment is mina toyer you could do. It's only din their abundance that people will be busy with Shabbos. She not get engaged in erusin of the Gemara time on Erev Shabbos. What he means, laaris, means to do an engagement party, a seuda that they do in the time of kiddushin. Halaaris yours, but the actual kiddush you can do on Erev Shabbos. Only in Shabbos and Yontif we saw in our Mishnah you can't do kiddushin. But in Erev Shabbos and Yontif you could do kiddushin itself. Only the Seudah you should not do. So adds the Gemara Shmuel Amar. I feel a bit tishbo of yours. Even in tishbo, a person can get engaged. Shall he cannot mikadvenu achis? So nobody else will take this woman from him. So Gemara Lachur Machlofo Shitos to Shmuel. Lachur Shmuel seems to contradict himself. Tamu Noyim Moshiv Yechidim Beiso Bemaznais LaLois Heimo Mevel Yachad. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kshbuch is moshiv yichin nebeiso." He's putting people together in the same house. And the pasuk has mehevel yochad from the time of when they were hevel. We were in the time of pregnancy. They're already supposed to be together. Meaning, referring to what the Gemara in the Bali tells us that our boy yom koydim yitzias savlad before the baby is even born, being created, we know who the wife is going to be. So who it's destined who's going to be the wife. Nobody can come and take it away. And here you say that maybe someone's going to go take it away from him. Says the Gemara, Shalika, Dimenu Achir Betfilo. Yes, you're right. There are people, there is a destiny who's supposed to marry who. But if someone davens a lot, he can change it. Continues the Gemara, Davin Vovon with Aleph, Afilu Ken Loi Kaimo. Even though through Tfilo, one can change the destiny, he can change who the wife will be, but that marriage will not last. A marriage that was not supposed to be, Abraham Yom couldn't see a Savlad, even though they will get married, but one of them, either the husband or the wife, will die. So there's a way to change the destined wedding, but it will not last. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Memhei.